Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Let's turn our Bibles to 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. 1 John 5, 1 to 3. And we've been studying on obedience. Thank you, Father. 1 John 5, 1 to 3. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And you can always catch up on the website as well, on the messages. It's no cost to you. It's all free to you. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. His commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world, except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. My Lord. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love and obey his commandment. Notice the correlation between loving God and obeying his commandment. Loving God and obeying his commandment. You see, when we love God, obedience just comes, it's not a burden. It's not a burden to obey God. It just comes with it. It is our love that actually motivates us to obey God. It's our love that actually motivates us to obey God. And so, I mean, it's someone defined obedience this way: doing what God says, when he says it, how he says it, for whatever reason he says it, and with whom he says it. That's a very good definition. I like that. I'll repeat it again if you are taking notes. Doing what God says when he says it, for whatever reason he says it, and with whom he says it. Means that you are committed that whatever God tells you to do, you are going to do it. You are going to do it. And when we obey God, we take steps in obedience to God. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, talks about Abraham. We've looked at Abraham all this month. And the more I study on obedience, the more I realize that there is more. There is more. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. You see, Abraham and his folks worshiped the moon. They worshiped idols and other gods. So God told him to leave the place. When God told him to leave, he didn't tell him where he was going. But by faith, Abraham obeys. See, sometimes we want to see the whole picture, the bigger picture, before we take the first step that God is telling us to take. It doesn't work that way. God wants you to walk by faith and not by sight. He wants you to trust Him and believe Him, that knowing that when you take the first step, He will give you the next step. And so many times, the reason why we haven't got further is because we haven't taken the first step. Somebody say, ouch. That's the reason why we haven't gone far. You see, He'll start you with the simple stuff. He'll start you with the very simple stuff, the simple things that you need to do to obey Him, to do what you need to do. But it's up to us, when we read the Bible or when we hear in our hearts what God is telling us, have the faith enough to step out and say, "Oh God, I don't know, I don't see it all, I don't understand everything, but You are ministering to me to take this step, and by faith I will take that step, trusting You that when I take the next step, You will give me another instruction." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You see, sometimes the last instruction that we saw in the Word of God that we haven't endeavored to obey, the lights go out. So we go back to that place and say, "Okay, God, I remember you revealed this to me in Your Word, or You spoke it in my heart. I haven't done it. I will obey You. I will do it." And all of a sudden, you know that you are obeying God and doing what He told you to do. You see, we can be successful simply by obeying God. And like I said, God may test us on some of the simple stuff. Very simple instructions. Call this person, encourage them, forgive this person, or do this at very simple things. You see, the Word of God is not hard. That's what we read in John. It's His commandments are not burdensome. It's not meant to burden us. It's meant for us to walk in victory. It's meant for us to overcome and live the life that He has purposed for our lives. It's very simple. There are very simple instructions that He gives us for us to obey and to do and to enjoy all that He has purchased for us. Thank You, Father. You see, the disobedience is costly. Miss Paula was sharing her lesson on disobedience this morning. It is costly. See, when God created Adam and Eve in the beginning, He gave them everything and just told them one thing not to do. And that is the one thing that they did disobeyed, and it landed all of us in this mess. That Jesus Christ had to come and to fix. But if they had obeyed, if they knew that disobeying God will end up like this, I'm sure they wouldn't have done it. Think about it. They wouldn't have disobeyed God. When God called Jonah to go and minister to the people at Nineveh, He thought He had a better idea. You are telling me to go to Nineveh? I'm going to board a ship and go to Tarshish. I'm going to take the other route. He found out that what a bad choice he had made when he ended up in the belly of the fish. If he had known that disobeying God will have ended him up in the belly of the fish, I'm sure you'll have taken the high road to Nineveh. He will have taken that road and said, let's do this. You see, the cost of disobedience is not apparent to us when we are not walking in the light that God has given us. And it's not a big thing, like I said. Solomon, Songs of Solomon 2 says that, "Take us," let's go there. "Take us the little foxes that spoil the vine." The little foxes that spoil the vine. Songs of Solomon. You say, where is Songs of Solomon? In the Bible. Keep digging. Let's do a trivia. Who gets there first? Thank You, Father. It's after Ecclesiastes. Thank You, Lord. We get spoiled with all these apps where we press
and then we get to the destination. Anyway, that's a 2:15.
It says, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vineyard, for our vineyards are in blossom. It's not the big foxes that spoil the vineyard. It's the little foxes, the little instructions that God gives us that we neglect, that causes an issue. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vine. So we endeavor and say, oh, Lord, whatever you are telling me, I will obey you. I will do what you want me to do. Thank you, Father. There was a certain gentleman. He was sitting in a service, and God was ministering to him throughout the whole service that give $5 to this person. And he was wrestling in his mind $5 is not enough money to do anything. And then he said, no, God, you must be mistaken. But the more he struggled with it, the more he had the knowing and the leading in his heart that he should do it. So after the service, he went and spoke to this person and said, I believe God is leading me. He was struggling. This person looks very nice and polished. I mean, how can they need $5? Because besides, $5 is embarrassing to give to somebody. It was as simple as that. But when he obeyed, the person started crying and said, my only money that I had on me was God's money to get here to church. And when I was coming, I was praying to God, God, give me the money to buy gas to go home. And that $5 was exactly what the person needed at the time. What if he had disobeyed God and not done it? It sounds simple. It sounds simple. But that's God who will start you off on the simple stuff through his word and through what he speaks into your heart. And then we have to endeavor to obey those simple instructions when he tells us and just leave the result to him. And let's just leave the consequences to him. Thank you, Father. Obeying is trusting who God says he will be. And you cannot lose when you obey God, when you obey his word. His word is the word of God, whether I realize it or not. The word of God is God speaking to us. The word of God is God speaking to us. Take, for instance, Noah, when God told him to build the ark. For 120 years, he was obedient and was building. And every time that people came to Noah and asked him, Noah, what are you doing? He said, I'm preparing for the flood. Where is the flood? I don't see it. No. He kept telling the people that there is a flood coming, and he was obedient to God enough to obey God and what he was telling him. He was willing to obey God. And when the flood came, Noah and his family were the only ones that made it. I'm sure they were smiling in the ark and seeing all the water going up. And they were probably telling, we told you, come into the ark. There's a flood coming. But he was obedient to God. As you endeavor to obey God's instructions to you, I pray in the name of Jesus, when the floods and the tides of life come, may you be swimming far above those. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. And then, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's step back. Partial obedience is the greatest enemy to obedience. Partial obedience is the greatest enemy to obedience. Why do you say that? Let's turn to Exodus chapter 8, verse 25. Exodus chapter 8, verse 25. We'll see an interesting story there. Exodus chapter 8, verse 25. Glory be to God. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, go sacrifice to your God within the land. But Moses said, I would not be right to do so, for the offerings we shall sacrifice to the Lord our God are an abomination to the Egyptians. if he sacrifice offerings abominable to the Egyptian before their eyes, will they not stone us? You see, God had told them to leave the land. Pharaoh said, you sacrifice. Don't go and sacrifice outside the land. Sacrifice within the land. First, Moses said, that's not what God says. God said, we have to leave this place and sacrifice outside this land. And besides, all these animals are an abomination to the Egyptians. And they will stone us if we do that. He said, no, that's not what God says. Pharaoh wanted them to obey God partially. Sometimes we have come out of the world, but the enemy will tell us that don't be too committed to God. Don't obey God fully. Don't follow him fully. Just be committed to him partially. No, but we respond and say, we will serve our God. We will obey our God. And then when the judgment kept piling on, verse 28, he changed his negotiation. This same place. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go to sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you must not go very far away. Plead for me. So now the thing is getting hotter and hotter. So he's negotiating and saying, okay, now you can go, but don't go very far. You can serve God, but don't go very far. You can serve God, but don't go too deep. What is wrong with you? Every day God. What is it about him? Just serve him partially. Come and join us. No, he said, no. He said, no. No, we are going to go deeper. We are going to obey God fully. We are going to obey God fully. And then at the same Exodus chapter 10 and verse 10. The judgments kept piling on, and see what he says. Exodus 10:10. But he said to them, the Lord be with you if I ever let you and your little ones go. Look, you have some evil purpose in mind to take your little ones along with you. So he's saying that go and leave the little ones here. Verse 11, no, go the men among you and serve the Lord, for that is what you are asking. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. When I read the commentary on this, he was literally saying that if you take the little ones with you, maybe something will happen to them. So you just let only the men go. So he's gone from sacrificing the land and gone to, okay, you can't go very far. Now he's saying only the men should go. That's not what God says. That's not what God says. We are going to obey God fully. We are going to obey God fully. And then verse 24 in the same Exodus. Notice again what Pharaoh said. Then Pharaoh called Moses and said, go serve the Lord. Your little ones also may go with you. Only let your flocks and your herds remain behind. This guy doesn't give up. Listen, I love the response of Moses, verse 25. But Moses said, you must also let us have sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also must go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take of them to serve the Lord our God. And we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. He says, all of you can go, but leave the animals behind. He said, not even a hoof. We'll stay here. God has told us to go and serve him. God has told us to obey him. And God has told us to serve him. That is exactly what we are going to do. We are not going to obey God partially. We are going to obey God fully. Whatever he tells us to do, that's exactly what we will do. Hallelujah. We will not obey him partially. No, 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 we will not do that. We will obey him fully. And we remember Saul in the Bible, when God told him to wipe out the Amalekites. Just destroy them. Just destroy all these people, because they hindered the people of Israel when they were coming out into the promised land. Their time is done. Just let them go. Saul went to the battle, did obey God partially. Samuel came and onto the scene and asked him, what is the bleating of sheep and all these things that I hear? What was the instruction that God gave to you? He said, I brought these things to sacrifice to God. Samuel said, no, that's not what God said. He said, wipe out everything. To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. If he knew that disobeying God would have cost him his life and the kingship, he wouldn't have done it. To obey is better than sacrifice. 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 Thank you, Father. Because the thing is, when we obey God, there is a miracle on the other side. There is a miracle on the other side. And we can tell God, we can say to God, Lord, I don't know the full picture, but I do know that you are leading me to take a step. And by faith, like Abraham, I will obey you and take that step. Thank you, Lord. Take Joshua, another example. Joshua was one in Joshua chapter 6. Let's go there. Let's read that. Joshua chapter 6. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. It says, now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. That shall you do for 6 days. Seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. On the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. Shall blow the trumpets. So Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. Joshua had the attitude, if God has said it, this is the way we are going to do it. Day one, they go around in silence. Go around in silence. The people out there are like, what is wrong with these people? Day two, they go around in silence. What is wrong with these people? According to historians, six chariots could pass over, could comfortably go on that wall, that very high wall. Day three, the same thing, silence. What is wrong with these people? Don't they get it? This wall is high up. They did that day four, day five, day six, day seven. And he said, when you go around day seven, lift up your voice and give the Lord a shout. Oh, glory be to God. They went around that wall and gave a shout, and the wall of Jericho that seemed like impossible, that seemed that it would never come down, it came down. That wall came down. Sometimes when you are obeying God, it appears that nothing is happening. No, you know that the seventh time is coming. The seventh day is coming. There is another story similar to this, which has the number of seven in it. And that is Naaman. Naaman, you see that story? 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 1 to 7, 17. I'm giving you an assignment so I don't have to do all the work. Read it. But I'll summarize it. Naaman was the captain of the Syrian host. But the Bible said that he was a leper. He was a leper. And the maid of Naaman told him that there is a prophet. I know a prophet that when you go to him, he has a solution for your case. Naaman said, okay, I will take you up on that offer.
He went to see the prophet, and the prophet said, go and dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Sounds simple, doesn't it?
Naaman said, well, there are better rivers around here. There are cleaner rivers around here. The Jordan is a dirty river. I mean, why should I bother to go and go and do that? I'm not. He went away grumpy. I mean, I thought when I come to the prophet, maybe he'll wave a wand and I'll get healed supernaturally. He's telling me to go and bath in a dirty river. Why not all the other rivers that we have? Eventually, his assistant said, well, if he had told you to do something difficult, I'm sure you'll have done it. This sounds simple enough. What do you have to lose? Let's go and do it. Naaman goes. The first time, he's not whole. The second time, he's not whole. The third time, he said, what's happened? He's still the same. He's as leprous as he was before. But the seventh time, oh, when you are obeying God, when you set out to serve God, people may be laughing at you. What is all this? What is all this? What is all this? They may be mocking you. But oh, be assured that your seventh day or your seventh time is coming. And as you take steps to obey what God is telling you, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray this morning, anything that is dead in your life, that is supposed to be alive, may it come to life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting excited. Oh, your seventh time is coming. Your seventh day is coming. Oh, don't give up. Don't give up. If God gave you an instruction, if God told you and you are obeying his word as you know how and you haven't seen any results yet, oh, keep holding on. Keep holding on. Keep holding on. Keep holding on. Oh, if that's you, say a big amen. Oh, glory. My Lord and my God. My Lord, obedience in the small things leads to big things. Hallelujah. There was a certain man, he went for a job interview. And they told him that the position won't be open for another year. But after a month, he felt this leading. After he fellowshiped with God in the morning, called the company, he put it off, called the company. And then eventually, he obeyed God and called the company. The people said, oh, I'm surprised that you are calling today. Just this morning, we decided that we need somebody now. Can you start within a week? Hallelujah. I love those ones. Can you start working within a week? What if he had put it off? That knowing, you see, God leads us through his word and through what he speaks in our hearts as well. What he is leading you to, that step that he is leading you to take, that keeps coming to you and not go away. God is ministering to you to take that step. Just obey by faith. You see, it takes faith to obey. By faith, Abraham obeyed, not knowing where he was going. And God turned his life around. But that obedience, Jesus is our perfect model for obedience. He says, I am not here to do my own will. I am here to do the will of my Father. I am here as I hear, I judge. As I hear from my Father, I do it. And he obeyed God perfectly all the way to the cross. And see where we are now. We are all sitting here looking nice and wonderful because Jesus obeyed what the Father was telling him to do. He was willing to obey God. He was willing to obey God. He was willing to obey God. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. This week we are out there doing outreach. We're ministering in the community, knocking on doors. You say, with all your busy schedule, you knock on doors. Yeah, we knock on doors. We are after people. People. I think in terms of cities and I think in terms of nations. It was getting dark and cold, and we knocked on this door, and this person was saved and goes to church. But before we went to that place, I saw a gentleman sitting on the park, and I started asking him,
This is somebody sitting there. So immediately my eyes were laser focused. This is my harvest for today. And then we went to this person and they kept talking and on and on and on. And my feet was itching because I wanted to get to that gentleman. And after the other person finished, we went and then we started talking to him. And he was ripe for the gospel. He was ripe for the word of God. He wholeheartedly accepted what we were saying and gave his life to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Why is that? We brought joy to heaven. Luke chapter 15, verse 4 to 10 says that when a shepherd, if he has 100 sheep and one is lost, he leaves the 99 that don't need to be saved and pursues the lost. That other person that was talking they are born again, they are in church. Let's hurry up and get to the one that is lost. That's the one we are interested in. And he says that when one sinner repents, there is joy in heaven over all the 99 that don't need to be saved. Hallelujah. And we'll follow up with them and bring them into the house of God so they can be discipled. But glory be to God. But the point is, we had to be willing to follow the direction and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Pick up the phone and call a friend. Pick up the phone and call a friend. Minister to your colleague at work. Minister to them. Just be obedient to God. John chapter 2 and verse 5. John chapter 2 and verse 5. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 2, a classic text in the Bible. I love this so much. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. There are miracles on the other side. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to God. His mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you. Whatever he tells. These people were having a wedding and they had run out of wine. Run out of wine. What an embarrassing situation. They went to Mary. When they went to Mary, Mary told them, whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it. That is the secret to successful Christian living. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. 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 There are miracles on the other side. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They are whatever he tells you to do. He says, there are so many areas. We worship him. We pray. We study our Bible. Whatever he tells you to do, the acts of kindness, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. John chapter 21, verse 6. Thank you, Father. John 21, verse 6. John 21, verse 6. John 21, verse 6. Obeying God to the latter. Obeying God to the latter. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in, because of the quantity of fish. They had been fishing and they hadn't caught anything so far. Cast your net to the right side. Cast your net to the right side. They can stand there all day long and cast their net to the left side. Nothing will happen. Think about it. Cast your net to the right side. Cast your net to the right side. Cast your net to the right side. They did it and they caught a multitude of fish that they couldn't haul. They had been struggling and toiling the whole time.
nothing to show for their effort. That simple instruction from Jesus turned the whole thing around. And then after that, he made breakfast for them. And they enjoyed it. How would you have liked to have some of that? Breakfast made by Jesus. Breakfast made by Jesus. But the key was, they obeyed the instruction that Jesus told them to do. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Be obedient. Be obedient and follow him, and he will lead you to the right place. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Oh, I'm giving you all these scriptures that reference obedience. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. How many of us want to eat the good of the land? I want to eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. But if you are willing and obedient, the good of the land is yours. The good of the land is yours. The good of the land is yours. I see you eating the good of the land in the name of Jesus. If that's you, say a big amen. I see you eating the good of the land as you endeavor to obey God in whatever he tells you to do. Again, it's those simple, simple instructions. See, his commandments are not burdensome. One time, God led us, and we gave a couple a certain amount of money, and they said, this is the right amount of money that we needed at the time. Our utility bills were overdue. And you give us this amount. God bless you. God bless you. But we were willing to obey God. Someone said, okay, would you pay my utility bill this month? Well, pray hard. If God tells me, I'll do it. I'll do it. But we enjoy doing that. Those stories. We didn't know we were paying utility bills. God just led us to do that for them. But be willing to obey God, whatever you do, he tells you to do. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Talk to God. Say, I receive grace to obey God, whatever he tells me to do. I receive grace to obey God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Talk to God. Lord, I receive grace to obey you, oh Lord, so I can walk victoriously and triumphantly. They that love and obey God, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Oh, they that love the Lord, obey him, and his commandments are not grievous. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice this morning. Lift up your voice this morning and say, Lord, I receive grace to obey your word. Whatever you are telling me to do in my heart, the instructions that you are giving me that will take me to the next level, I am willing and I will be obedient so I can eat the good of the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, talk to God. Talk to God that my life can be a greater blessing, that I can impact more people in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, reveal to each and every one of us. us what you will have us to. He said, if we obey and serve you, if we obey and serve you, oh Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We will spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. And Lord, we will be a greater blessing. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. And if you are listening or watching online and you say, I don't know Jesus, you see, your first step for you is be obedient to the word of God and be born again. You must be born again, is what Jesus Christ said. So if you want to give your life to Jesus and start a victorious walk with God, just lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe you were raised from the dead. Save me. I take you as my Lord and Savior. And thank you, I'm saved. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. When we start obeying God, just like the wise man who built his house on a rock, and the other one built their house on sand. In the natural, you couldn't have seen that there was something wrong. But when the storm came, the one who was building wisely and building on the rock, their house too. I pray that we will stand in these times. Thank you, Father. Raise our hands and then I'll pray for us before we go. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, oh God, for these ones. I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for grace to be able to obey every instruction that you give each and every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, and as we endeavor to obey, every miracle that you have for us, we believe that we receive it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, in any area of our lives where we desire a turnaround, Lord, I pray that may we see that in may we experience the good of the land as we endeavor to love you and obey you. You said if we love you, we will obey your commandment. May each and everyone experience the blessing in their life this week. Give each and everyone a testimony this week. We thank you and we give you praise and glory. Thank you for our time together. Take all the glory and all the honor. Now may God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.